I'm only happy when it rains. I'm only happy when it's complicated. And though I know you can't appreciate,
I'll do for less complication, more rain right now. Anything to cool it off. I'm Maggie Dawn, y'all. He's Brian Kelly. Welcome back, or welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network, coming to you live from downtown Waukesha. Of course, you don't necessarily have to listen on WAUK. You can listen wherever you are in the state, and you can check out what your local Civic Media affiliate is by going to civicmedia.us. You can also grab our app for free wherever you find our app stores. And of course, you can find the Maggie Dawn Show on Instagram, X, and Facebook. You can watch us live on YouTube. Just search for Civic Media. You can see Fancy Brian and I hashing it out every day. Good fun, that. I'm going to take one more caller before we move on. Jean from Eau Claire, how you doing? And are you staying cool today?
Yes, I am. And I'm in air conditioning. And I'm studying what's going on in our country every day. But I wanted to bring something up real important for you as an attorney, plus as what you're going to talk about and what's going on in our country. And I had seen it, and I couldn't believe it, but I couldn't bring it up, you know, during all the things going on with the convention and everything. And there is an interview on the Aspen Institute, and the title is Democracy at a Crossroads, a Conversation with Honorable J. Michael Luddick. The date is August 12th, 24, and he's interviewed by attorney Barbara Quaid. And I strongly recommend that every single person see this interview. I've seen it on YouTube, and I had to play it a couple times because it went through what happened on a phone call to him, his personal reaction, you know, the shock, you know, and you know, the gravity of what was going on in our country at the time. Initially, Mike Pence's reaction, and I strongly recommend everybody see it. I was so moved, I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, I mean, I've always thought this was really bad, what's going on legally, but this makes us even more aware in why we need to take the bull by the horns and get these people that are destroying our country out of there.
Yeah, couldn't agree with you more, Ginny. Jean, sorry. This is former federal judge Michael Luddick and former assistant U.S. attorney Barbara McQuaid at the Aspen Institute. Interestingly enough, it is not a coincidence that Michael Luddick did this interview when he did it. I'm going to talk about Michael Luddick. He's one of the people today that has come. He didn't do this today. He did this, I think the letter came out like 2 days ago or something like that. Reams of high-level lawyers and judges that have worked in administrations, in the court systems, coming out and saying they're Republicans and they're going to be voting for Harris. But to set this up, you know, I thought it was really interesting, the whole let's count the sorts of characters that seem to be lining up for Trump these days. You know, people like Corey Lewandowski and Steve Bannon and Rudy Giuliani and Kimberly Guilfoyle. And, you know, like, these are not what I would call the world's most credible actors, including his vice president. All of this symbolized, of course, by the zero number of former Republican presidents and the zero number of former vice presidents that showed up at the Republican National Convention. None. Not one.
They got Kid Rock, though.
But they got Kid Rock and Dana White and Hulk Hogan, so must be good.
And yeah, that kind of wraps up the whole...
Yeah, the A-list.
Everything.
The A-list of big thinkers, right? And anti-Semitic provocateurs like Nick Fuentes. I mean, like, this is throughout what is now the MAGA Party. It is not the Grand Old Party. It's not a Republican Party. It's the MAGA Party.
Boy, do I wish it wasn't. Boy, I
wish we were having just a normal old election cycle. Sure
I
do.
I told so many people at the DNC, so you guys are left-leaning talk radio, and I go, you know what? If I did my job correctly, I will find a Republican I can vote for. That's success for me and success for this radio station and this whole network. Because what are you guys doing?
Yes, very scary. And, like, the idiocy of this whole thing sometimes comes, like, shining through in moments. And one of them just happened. Rudy Giuliani was interviewed by Mike Lindell, okay, on Mike Lindell's podcast. They'll give anybody a podcast.
Well, the guy's got to make money. He's got to pay that back from, you know, someone proving him wrong.
Yeah, someone proving him wrong. He still hasn't paid the $5 million, by the way.
I wouldn't expect him to ever do so. The guy's never had that much money after he threw it
and
all away
to Donald Trump.
Donald
doesn't pay his creditors, so why should anybody else? It's just the way capitalism works. Ooh, weird, huh? Yeah, so the pillow dude and the Grecian formula drippy hair guy out in front of the Four Seasons landscaping joint in the awkward Borat films. Former America's mayor, but not anymore.
What has happened to him?
Right? Like, this is who he got.
What has happened to us? What has happened to us?
I have an idea.
Yeah. This is Rudy Giuliani on the pillow guy. So, Grecian formula guy. Georgia election worker harasser now owes them over $100 million. That guy talking to the pillow dude about the other blog dude, Steve Bannon, who basically looks like he rolled out of bed every day and has said that, yeah, it's fine. It's fine if we end up more of a dictatorship and with a Christian pseudo-nationalist state. Like, that's good. That's Steve Bannon. Grecian formula guy to pillow guy to podcast guy who's in prison because he refused to comply with a congressional subpoena.
Mind you, we've put people in prison for this several times.
Before.
For the same amount of time also.
Yes. This is Rudy Giuliani. This is parallel to me. This is the exact analogy to Rojo complaining at the DNC. It's hard to be a billionaire. I have so much money. It's so hard to keep track of it all. And I have to hire people and spend my money and create institutional-sized wealth for generations?
Maybe if I had actually acquired it myself, I would know how to use it, but I married into it, so...
Right. This is the weird criminal justice analogy of Rojo complaining that, it's hard to be a baller. Let's take a listen. This is Grecian formula guy to pillow guy about the podcast guy that's in prison for not complying with a congressional subpoena.
Who unfortunately can't hear this broadcast, which is an outrage. I ran the Bureau of Prisons in two capacities. First, I was absolutely in charge of it as the Associate Attorney General for 2 years under Ronald Reagan. And then I was the Chief of Staff of the guy who was in charge of it under Gerald Ford. I do not remember prisoners of his category not having access to television for occasional shows, special shows. Every once in a while, a prison would get nasty. I remember having to secure the rights for lifers to see the Pope. Imagine not letting see the Pope. I mean, that's ridiculous. Steve Bannon, and let me tell you this, Steve Bannon is not being treated the way other prisoners are being treated. His case has been moved from the Bureau of Prisons to crooked Attorney General Garland's office, and they're calling the shots because contacts that I have in the Bureau of Prisons have told me they've been taken out of the case. So he's being, let's say, tortured. And he'll be out. I'm sure he'll be able to talk all about it. Right. But boy, this election is about a fascist regime. And well, Steve Bannon is prime number one victim.
Steve Bannon is to victim. Like Ron Johnson and billionaires are people that we need to feel sorry for. You're not being tortured because you can't watch television. But like the whole thing is so fundamentally offensive. By the way, that's also a bridge to what we were talking about before. Because I guarantee you, there will be numerous people that are in incarcerated situations that end up in the hospitals because of this heat wave. Which, of course, relates back to Rojo because he doesn't care if people die in the South because they're not from the Midwest. And he doesn't care if people die in other places because they're not his constituents. So, I looked at this chart here. There's less Wisconsinites dying, so that's good. More humans dying, but, you know, climate change in Wisconsin. We live longer, so cool. Disgusting.
It's dumb.
I mean, at least Rudy Giuliani got it right. that the election is about a fascist regime. Yes, Donald Trump's the dictator for a day. I mean,
that guy took down the mob and he's like, you know what? I think I could try and run a mob, and they didn't do it at all. Like, he's like really bad.
And then you have the other crackpot du jour, RFK. Oh, I didn't end my presidential campaign. I suspended it. Well, maybe I haven't actually endorsed Donald. Whatever his semantic garbage is. I think it's all of RFK's siblings, or nearly all of RFK's siblings. So RFK, again, Bobby Kennedy's son. He's got a bunch of siblings. I think there's seven of them. All or nearly all of them have gone on national news outlets, written letters, and basically said, our brother is a crackpot. He's a disgrace. He's besmirching the legacy of Bobby Kennedy.
And I got to tell you, I have sympathy for the guy, because I bet you he has some unresolved issues from, I don't know, his dad being assassinated. Maybe he needs to go and get those issues resolved before, I don't know, running for office or endorsing anyone.
The interesting thing is that's not at all what his siblings say. And if that were true, you would think all of his siblings would be likewise crackpots and weirdos.
You never know how people are going to go, but I'm just saying, my goodness, that would suck.
What his siblings are saying about him is that this is for personal benefit. That RFK is not doing this that he's actually got some sort of impairment or issues that need therapy. He's doing this for personal enrichment and self-aggrandizement.
Well, there's for hope.
Right? That's what all this nonsense from RFK has been about. I mean, not to mention, even Billy Baldwin was like, this guy's a jerk now. They've been friends for like 30 years. Even Baldwin.
When you lost Billy Baldwin, you know you lost the jerk game.
We've got a little sound. This is Carrie Kennedy, one of RFK's sisters, on the Jen Psaki show. Let's take a listen to that first cut of that, Brian.
And I think if my dad were alive today, the real Robert Kennedy would have detested almost everything Donald Trump represents. His lying, his selfishness, his rage, his cynicism, hatred, racism, fascist sympathies, deliberate misinformation about vaccines, criminal felony convictions. Daddy was the Attorney General of the United States. His rape of E. Jean Carroll, his contempt for the poor and suffering, for ethics, democracy, healing. His cruel sneering at human rights for suffering of people in America and around the world.
We should keep that one handy because it's a really good summary. Thank you.
It's a nice litany.
Thank you, Carrie Kennedy. I think I ran out of fingers. We were trying to count them. And then she says this about her brother.
I'm outraged and disgusted by my brother's gaudy and obscene embrace of Donald Trump. I completely disavow and separate and dissociate myself from Robert Kennedy Jr. in this flagrant and inexplicable effort to desecrate and trample and set fire to my father's memory.
I mean, wow.
Seems to be more than just some pent-up rage.
Yeah.
More than just some trauma unresolved. Maybe some wow, but, dude.
By the way, Bradley Whitford went in on RFK's wife, Cheryl Hines of Curb Your Enthusiasm fame, just absolutely went in on her. Said this, hey, Cheryl, way to stay silent about your lunatic husband who throws his support behind the adjudicated rapist who brags about stripping women of their fundamental rights, Bradley Whitford wrote. Gutsy, great example for the kids. A profile in courage. Which, of course, is a jab based on the book written by President John F. Kennedy. Yeah, no punches pulled there. Thank you, Bradley Whitford. Or should I say, thank you, Josh Lyman. Did you know it's the 25th anniversary of The West Wing? So good. Listen, I'm going to share a list of the people that are lining up to disavow Donald Trump. It's not just Carrie Kennedy. We'll be back in just a moment. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.